Welcome to the Unsweetened SIO podcast. My name is Siobhan Harris. I am a certified integrative nutrition health coach and the founder of unsweetenedsio.com. I gave up all sugar and all flour on January 13th, 2018, and am finally free of my addiction. My mission is to help other sugar addicts find their path to freedom and live the sweet life without sugar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 172 of Unsweetened SIO, the podcast. This will be the final podcast, my podcast finale, if you will, which is crazy to me. So bear with me today. I probably will get emotional. But it was really important for me in so many ways to record this on my sugarversary. So I'm recording this on January the 13th, 2023, my 5-year sugarversary, celebrating 5 years in recovery from sugar and flour addiction. And what's so special about that for me is the symmetry here of my very first episode I recorded on my 1-year sugarversary, and I was celebrating that on the Oregon coast. And I had thought about doing a podcast, and someone told me I use Anchor is the app that I use, and someone had told me about it and that it was as simple as, like, you know, hitting record and talking on your phone. And so I recorded that very first episode without rehearsing, without taking any notes, just kind of went for it, and then recorded every week. And so I did take, you know, with my format, I took summers off. I usually take July and August off and kind of put them in a season format. But really, this podcast now has been going for 4 years today. So not only is it my 5-year sugarversary, but I guess you could say it's my 4-year podcastversary. You can see how I like to celebrate anniversaries. But yeah, I just wanted to take some time today to really reflect on that and talk about it, the 4 years, what it's been like. And, you know, also all the things that I've learned and, you know, just kind of really breaking it all down and saying goodbye in a way to everybody, but really not goodbye at all. I'm going to be totally available, as I've always been, on social media. You can reach out and email me. I just won't be, you know, talking to you weekly on the podcast, at least for right now. You know, I'm really keeping that door open, because I will say I love to motor on the podcast. You know, if you remember, my whole goal was, when I first gave up sugar and flour, was that I wanted to write a book about it. And so I wrote about it every single day in my journal, because, and I still think this is true, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's so many fabulous books on sugar addiction. There really are. But nothing that is like a day-to-day accounting of what it was like, kind of like a personal journey of what it was like for someone giving it up on a day-to-day basis. And that's really what I wanted, you know? And so that's what I tried to write and create. But as I tried to turn it into a book, I found that writing was a lot harder than speaking is for me. So I love to talk. And so this is kind of become the audio version of a book that I was going to write. And who knows, maybe I'll turn it into a book still someday. But if you haven't listened, you know, to earlier episodes, you know, I do go through all these journal entries and recap kind of month by month what it looked for me. This is what month one looked like, even starting before. What was I feeling before? And I actually read from these journal entries, and, you know, it's not like I read them ahead of time. I just read them. So a lot of times I was shocked or just had forgotten a lot of things of what I was feeling and experiencing. So I'm so glad that I still have that as a reference And I did try to go through and share as much of that as possible. So that was really, really important to me because it was just something I felt like would have been really, really helpful for me at the time. So anyway, though, instead I ended up doing this podcast and it has just been so amazing for me. The accountability part of knowing that people are kind of depending on me, and it just helped really keep me accountable in my recovery. But then also this community that it's created. I will say over and over again that I gave up sugar and flour on my own because at that time I didn't find a program that really resonated with me. So I just kind of did it on my own. And the only community I had was writing in this journal every day for this future. I had envisioned this group of people that were going to read my book. And that's kind of this almost fake community that I created for myself. Whereas now, as you've heard over and over again on the podcast from me and other people, addiction can be very isolating. So the community and connection piece is so critical for people's success. So I really feel like I was an exception, where I was able to do this on my own, where it's just not something that I would recommend. I think it's so much easier when you have a support and group of people that are going through the same thing, and can kind of speak the language, if you will. So, for me, this podcast has been that community for me. It's been a way that I've met so many amazing people, that have really inspired me, that I've learned a lot from. And that I've just become friends now. Like, I just feel so lucky to be a part of this community. I think it's a really strong community and it's just growing and growing and growing. And even amongst like all the different coaches and counselors in the groups, like, there's not this feeling of competition at all. It feels more. And I think Anna and I talked about this when she interviewed me a few episodes ago about how really most of us at the heart are recovering addicts ourselves and just want to help other people. And whatever that takes, if it's something that doesn't resonate, with my program, then I can recommend you to someone else's. And I really feel like that's true. People really want to see and help other people with addiction get better. And so it feels more like a collaborative effort in this addiction space, sugar addiction space. So I really, really, really love that. So it's been very just amazing for me of all the different people I've had on the podcast. I've had some really like big aha moments, when you think you. This is the thing about recovery. You never know it all. Like, I am continuing to learn and grow every single day. And I also believe in repetition so much. Like, you can hear things over and over and over again, but then sometimes someone says things and it's just such a way that it just hits you in a whole different way. And I will say this has constantly been that's been my experience with doing this podcast, has been over and over again how much I learn and grow. And I'm just, again, so, 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 so grateful for that. So, I also wanted to make sure that, well, and this is the thing. So, I guess this is a farewell for now. I don't know what the future will hold. As I've said, I really love doing a podcast and connecting people and also just interviewing people. I don't know if I've ever have mentioned this on here before, but I used to want to be like the next Oprah when I was younger, like a talk show host, because I just love people. I really do. I'm just very curious. I like, talking to people, learning about people. I really care about people, getting to know people. And so I love interviewing people. Like, I'm just really enjoy it. So I would say that I am sure Another podcast is going to be on its way at some point, just not right now. And it might be a little more energy focused, right? Like more of an energy work and healing. But really, that's a part of recovery too. So that first part, which is really not, you know, the most significant part. We talk about this a lot on the podcast with different guests too. The first part is getting off your drug foods, you know, identifying what those are, you know, sugar and flour, and then anything beyond. And that can be different for everybody. So that's kind of like the very first step one, is getting off of those and figuring out what your unique food plan is. And again, I say this over and over again, so I'm sorry, but it's unique for everybody. That's the only way, and I truly believe this, to make it sustainable, is you have to kind of experiment and find what works for you. If you're trying to do it the exact way that I did or the exact way someone else did that you listened to on a different podcast or whatever, you're not going to get anywhere. And I think that's really where I failed. You know, if I look back at how many times I've tried to give up sugar over the years or try a different diet, and it was because it was never really based around me. And as I have said in a more recent episode, especially this past year with the things going on in my personal life, I've really have struggled, you know, with staying on track with my recovery. I had some, you know, snacking coming up and eating more than I wanted to, and just some, you know, those awful thoughts again about feeling like guilt and shame around food and, oh, and tomorrow I'm going to be better. And, you know, all that stuff that I'd been free of for so long, you know, those were starting to kind of sneak back up this past year. And so for me, what I found really helpful, and I talk about this, and I'm so grateful to have interviewed Dr. Mindy Pels and following her fast like a girl kind of regime of really of eating according to our cycle. Like, I just feel like that is so important for women. And especially for me right now at the age I am. So that's the other thing. You're going to figure out your food and then it's going to change and constantly change. And I think that's what caught me kind of off guard too. Because I thought, oh, I'm good for a few years, but I think it's just something to be aware of. So now that I'm in my, you know, 43, I do think that was a significant shift in hormones, and suddenly I'm having some cravings again and my body's changing. And so eating according to your cycle just resonates with me so much. And maybe it doesn't with you. I still really highly recommend her book, Fast Like a Girl, and just something to think about. But for me, that really got me back on track. And I'm not snacking at all anymore. I've just eliminated for now the popcorn, the tortilla chips, the sweet potato chips that I was able to eat, especially in the beginning of my recovery. But then it became that I was eating them in an unhealthy, obsessive way again. So I didn't feel free from it. And so now I'm just not eating them at all. And for right now, that feels really good. But I always like to kind of preface that with for now, because I don't know if that will change or not. But I'm feeling, you know, again, today on, and sorry, I'm kind of all over the place, but today on my 5-year sugarversary, I am feeling as strong as I ever have in my recovery. I really am. I'm feeling like, okay, you got this. Like, I'm back on track. I'm bringing balance back into this year. I'm putting my recovery first, no matter what. I come first, even when it means making these hard decisions, like stopping the podcast for right now and shifting away from the group coaching. Like, this is what I need to do for me. And so I am really feeling strong on my food plan too. And for me, that's eating according to my cycle. Like right now, I'm ovulating. So I have a few days that I can, my fasting's a little bit less, and I'm eating more foods than I would during the first part of my cycle when I can have like some more of nature's carbs. Like that's when I'm saving my sweet potatoes for and that type of thing. Some more fruit then. But I'm also doing that now too. And that just feels, again, really, really like intuitive for me. So I feel, like I said, the strongest probably today. The other missing piece is really getting my exercise back on track. And I am going to back up and talk about what am I even doing today to celebrate? What does day, you know, this day look like? I'll take you, you know, into my day a little bit. But my point was that, you know, besides feeling that like the strongest I have in my recovery today, the food, that's just the very first part. Underneath is everything else. And that's really, I feel like, the journey and the healing and the self-discovery part. And that's what I really want to focus on now. For me, that's the emotion code and body code. And I talk about that a lot on here. And I'm so honored to have had Dr. Brad Nelson on last episode. So you got to hear from him. And hopefully you're able to watch the video on my YouTube so you can kind of see how it works, especially with the body code. He goes through that and what it looks like. And if you ever have had sessions with me, you can kind of see what it looks like, what I'm doing, you know, over the phone. But that has been such a significant part of my recovery, is dealing with these emotions that come up and these imbalances and how to navigate, you know, all of the feelings that we have, especially when we're, you know, most of us aren't given any kind of emotional vocabulary as a kid. So really learning how to just feel things is really important. And finding the things, you know, once you take sugar out of your life, for me, it was so much joy and happiness and like, what do you replace it with? So rediscovering what does bring you joy and happiness, and what tools do you need to stay on track, you know? And I'll talk about some of that as I go over my day right now. But for me, the emotion code and body code have just been critical. I mean, I just can't say that enough. And I'm really being called to doing more of that work and really growing that side of my business, focusing more on the emotion code and body code. So with that said, I will be kind of transitioning out of my group coaching program, at least for now. I will be sending out a newsletter in the next little bit here. So if anyone is interested and isn't on my mailing list, please go to my website, unsweetensayo.com, get on my mailing list, and I'm going to send out some different options, especially to my list too, that were on my waiting list for my next group sugar program. So I'm going to send that out, just some other resources. And as I've said before, I'm also going to update the resources page on my website to reflect, because seriously, there are so many options now out there. This is why it's easier for me to step away from the group coaching, because I know that everyone is in good hands here. And same with the podcast. I'm going to have these. I have such great content that's going to be available for people to listen to over and over again. But also there's all these other great podcasts out there now. So there's so much support and community, and that makes it so much easier for me, because I just want to make sure everyone feels like they have that support and can get help when they're ready. And that is definitely available, I think, even way more now than it was 5 years ago. And that makes me so incredibly happy. So for me, moving, you know, I could see having a podcast, but being focused more on, you know, the healing journey part and all the different ways that that looks like, you know, energy work's just a part of that. You know, there's also like mindfulness and, you know, meditation and breath work. And there's so many different things and modalities out there. And that's something like that I consider as part of your toolkit. Find those things that work for you. My other thing I really need to get back into is for this year is strength training. and really getting back. I like to lift heavy weights, and that's something that's missing. And getting more consistent again about my daily walks, because that again is something that I just feel so much better when those are in place. So I will really, if I do another podcast, I think it'll be more focused on those types of tools. And I have had some interviews, and that's been a part of this podcast, but I think primarily the podcast has been about addiction and the science of it, and talking and hearing from other addicts. And I hope it's been inspiring and informational and educational, because I am by no means an expert. So I liked bringing on other people to really, really, you know, share their expertise and knowledge. And again, we are so lucky to be able to have all these resources available to us now. So I hope that that's pretty clear, that again, I am really open to doing another podcast, and honestly probably will, but it will be a little bit of a transition period here. So I do want to look back at some episodes, but first let's talk about, because today is my sugarversary, what I'm doing. So I was in Arizona this week for my event work, and so I decided to extend my trip for the weekend. And also, it's Friday the 13th, by the way, but I'm feeling like it's a very lucky day. And I found, kind of randomly, I just wanted to, because I was in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, I found this casita. It's a hotel, but they're all casitas. And kind of picked it just randomly in this little town called Cave Creek. It's probably about 45 minutes from the Phoenix airport. And it couldn't have been better. I mean, I nailed it. It was kind of random, but I could not be happier. I love this place. The casita has actually two bedrooms. I didn't even know it was going to be that big. I have a big soaking bathtub. We all know that baths are part of my self-care and recovery program, staying on track with baths. And I had brought bath bombs. I always travel with bath bombs. And both of the hotels, I was at two different hotels in Scottsdale, really nice, expensive hotels, no bathtubs. And so I was thrilled when I got here and have this, you know, soaking tub. So I am going to be taking a bath every single night. Check. I brought some face mask stuff to do. Check. But also it has its own kitchen. So I've been eating at restaurants out in the hotel all week, and I knew I didn't want to continue eating out. It's just so much easier for me to cook for myself. You know, then we really know, what we're preparing and what the ingredients are. And again, as I've talked about, I'm 5 years in, but it's not like my story's been perfect. You know, like when I eat out at restaurants and stuff, I'm sure sometimes I am getting, you know, a little bit of sugar or something that, you know, is out of my control, but I just do the very best that I can. And I'm just very careful and pay attention and make sure nothing is triggering me. So I was really happy to find a place with a kitchen. And I got here yesterday and I went to the grocery store right away. I found a Sprouts, like an organic market, and just got, you know, food for the rest of my weekend so that I don't have to eat out, which is amazing. And there's a nice little patio, and it's sunny outside, and just the desert landscape is so beautiful. Much more desert-like here than it is in like Phoenix or Scottsdale. Like, I just love it. So tomorrow I'm going to go do a hike, and enjoy that some more. But yeah, it's just so pretty to look out the window. Like, I'm looking out the window right now and seeing, first of all, like the sun, but all the different cactus or cacti, I guess. Don't know what the plural of cactus is, but it's just beautiful. And so grateful for the sunshine since it's pouring rain in Portland right now. And this is why I love, love, love this event work that I do. Is because I get to travel, which is probably, you know, my number one passion is traveling. It brings me a lot of happiness and joy. And before I used to like travel and eat, you know, all the bad food. Now I just like to enjoy the experience of travel and being somewhere new. But to be able to travel this time of year to a sunny location, it just helps my spirit so much. I definitely am affected by the rain and gloom of the Northwest. So I am so, so grateful for that work. And it allows me to come to places like Arizona in January. So anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful casita. And I slept in this morning. So nice. I did not set an alarm clock. I went to bed on time, which for me is like 10 o'clock last night, and slept through and just woke up and just loved, you know, waking up on my own. I immediately did like probably 4 or 5 different meditations. You know, I love the daily calm. I do the daily calm every day. And then I also, I think I've talked about this other app that I've been using, Insight Timer, and I just do the free version of that one. Daily Calm I pay for, but the Insight Timer, I just do the free version, and there's so many good meditations on there too. So I did a few on there. So that's usually how, like, if I have a day that I could do anything I want, and that's today, that's how I would start it, you know, by really doing a couple different meditations. And then I did some breath work. And then what I should have done, but I didn't, is my tapping is the other thing I love to do. And I use the tapping app. Again, I pay for that one. But I really think that's a great way to start the day too. So for me, some kind of at least one meditation, but I would say I'm usually doing like 3 things in the morning, like a meditation, some kind of breath work. And this is, again, a free app that I use that I think is called Compassion. I can't look on my phone right now because I'm recording this on my phone. But one of my emotion code and group coaching clients told me about it. And it's just basically like 3 minutes. And it has you kind of control your breathing. And I just feel really good if I do that every day. It's just 3 minutes. And then I usually try to do some kind of tapping as well, just to feel like really centered even before I get out of bed. And then I talked in that interview with Anna just a few weeks ago about the 5-minute journal that I got, which you can just get on Amazon. And I did that this morning too. And it starts with, you know, I'm grateful for, and there's three spots. What would make today great? 3 spots. And then a daily affirmation. And shout out to Judy Woof from Sugar X Global. My daily affirmation today was no matter what. So yeah, I filled that out. And then I had about an hour and a half session with my emotion code practitioner, Crystal, who I interviewed early on in the podcast as a part of my recovery, but before I was doing emotion code myself. So that's one of my early episodes that, you know, you should listen to. And I still work with Crystal probably every other week. We try and we work on each other 30 minutes each, but today we knew it would be a longer one. And I just felt so grateful for Crystal and Emotion Code and still being able to like work on each other and just have that, you know, be the start of my day really. And then I made breakfast and it was, you know, my favorite breakfast, which is eggs and bacon. I also made a sweet potato since I am, you know, in that part of my cycle where I can have a little bit more carbs. And then I also had avocado with it. Am I missing something? I don't think so. And some salsa, which I love. Then I remembered, because I love hot water with lemon, but I forgot my lemon when I went to the store yesterday. So I'm really hoping that when I go out here in a little bit, I remember to get lemon because I just love hot water with lemon. And then I took a really nice shower, and I was chatting with some friends and, you know, putting some stuff on social media and just kind of really reflecting and journaling about, oh my gosh, like here I am 5 years later. This is crazy. And then decided to do my podcast episode right now because, again, that symmetry of, you know, doing my very first podcast on my 1 year and then doing my very last, at least, podcast about sugar addiction directly, doing this last episode on my 5 year sugarversary. And I really liked that I'm just kind of by myself, just like that very first one was just me talking into my phone, and that's how this is going to end too. So I just love, love, love that symmetry. But right after I'm finished this, I actually have a massage and facial, just a local woman that I found, and I'm just going to go do that and really treat and pamper myself. And then I'm just going to see, I'm probably going to make a really healthy dinner, and enjoy that. And, that's like my big plans tonight. You know, I'll make sure that I go to bed by five. I mean, not five, I usually eat by five. But by 10, I'll read tonight. I also, my, really good friend in Portland got me, just so sweet. First of all, she got me this shirt that says sugar free that I'm wearing right now. And I'll take a picture and post that on my social media. But she also got me this journal and has a 5 on it. And it says, where will you be 5 years from today? And it's this really cool journal. Again, all prompts though. It's not like it's just blank pages. There's all this stuff in here, like where you can write down your ideas. Here it says, what you focus on will grow. And there's like information in there too. Like, here's an example, here's the problem, here's how you do it. So yeah, it's really, really cool. And you know, the significance of my 5 years, she got that for me, which I just think is so, so sweet. So doing some journaling, just relaxing. I have like 1 million things that I should be doing on my never-ending to-do list. So I'm just kind of putting those aside for today. I don't think I'll have time for a hike and I don't want to rush it. So I really think I'll save that for tomorrow, which is Saturday. And then I fly back on Sunday and right back into things. So, you know, that's another kind of way to self-care and take care of yourself. Like I literally have a list on my phone of things to do and have a reminder on my phone to look at my to-do list and do my to-do things. But sometimes I just need to take a day off from that. Like I will look at them and make sure there's nothing that's critical that needs to be done today. But sometimes that's the best, like, kind of self-care is just taking it easy. You know, I tend to do a lot. And as I talked about in that episode with Anna, my word and intention and focus for this year is balance in all areas of my life. And there's just going to have to be times that I'm okay not being as efficient or doing as much as I normally do. So anyway, that's what it looks like for me today. And it just feels really special to have carved out this time for myself. Of course, I feel guilty after being away from the kids, you know, earlier this week and then extending into the weekend. So just kind of accepting that and feeling that and just realizing, that this is something really important. I feel really, really proud of myself that I did and I'm able to sustain these 5 years, especially because I just felt so hopeless at one point. Like this future was never even a possibility. So I just feel so happy and grateful and really, really proud of myself in this moment, which feels really good. And I feel really excited and optimistic about what's to come next, you know? Is it perfect? No, by no means is it perfect. But I'm excited to see what comes next, you know, even with, you know, the past year and different things going on in my life. There's always going to be challenges. You know, that's kind of the lesson I'm learning. So it's just becoming as resilient as I can, and staying strong and keep moving forward and keep growing. Like, that's just what I want out of life. I wanted to continue on this healing journey and growing and, you know, continuing to learn and do better, I guess, in all ways that I can. I'm just completely open to that. And that's where I feel like I am. And just finding a way again to bring more balance. So last year was very heavy work focused. This year I need to focus more on my like social life and building community and a tribe in Portland and feeling connected and grounded and supported and loved. Like, that's really important. And all of that's going to help my recovery stay strong too as I go into this next year. And I think going forward, I just hope, you know, my wish for myself is that I just continue to adapt and stay curious and loving and have grace for myself and compassion and just be ready to be more flexible as things shift and change. You know, I'm really liking fasting like a girl and eating with my cycle, but if some point I need to adjust that, then I need to adjust that. And I do want to just have a little tangent here that if you're listening, and I know I have some individual coaching clients I've already talked to about this because I was very excited about this book and fasting. I'm in year, you know, I'm year five now. I really didn't start experimenting with fasting until a few months ago. Like, I've done, you know, kind of just naturally 12 to 14 hours. It's just kind of how I have eaten. But as far as doing more like a 17 hour or more recently, I did a 48 hour. There's no way that I could have done that in my first few years of recovery. So just be really like patient. Like, you don't have to do it all today, right? Like, the very first thing is just get steady with no sugar, no flour, and stay kind of open to seeing what works for you and what doesn't outside of that, because everyone, that's going to look different. And just being really kind of aware of that. Just don't try to do too much too soon. And I think I've said this enough times on there, and don't compare yourself to other people, you know, because I did that, especially in the beginning. Find what works for you and stick to it. That's what's going to make it sustainable, you know, and that's what's going to make it feel doable for you long term. And it's also what's going to help you from feeling deprived. So I know I do things differently than other people do, but it works for me, and that's all that matters. So, yeah, so that's what I'd have to say about going forward. And then just kind of looking back at some of my past episodes, you know, I haven't listened. It'd be fun to kind of listen to my very first one again. My second one is my top 5 tools to reach sugar freedom. Number 3 is eating to achieve freedom from sugar addiction. Number 4 is my supplement and vitamin regime, which I think has changed a little bit. But once in a while, I'll listen back to these and they're all still pretty... like, they hold up. You know, I have something staying sugar-free while traveling. I talk with Dr. Stanzi Langtree, who's now my energy healer and friend. I love her. The therapeutic gemstones that I use that I love. I talk about my trip to Italy, turning 40, staying sugar and flour-free during the holidays. I interview my good friend Jess about, like, chemicals and toxins and oils. So there's just so much, if I kind of just go through and look at all these, so many episodes and in so many, you know, different areas, especially that first season was a lot just me. And then I started interviewing people, and that was kind of the resources, you know, one of my first big interviews was Bitten Johnson, who I love. And I heard her on the Kick Sugar Summit and was like, I need to have her on here. And now she's become a good friend and she's a great resource. So if you are interested in getting like you know, sugar certified or taking any of her courses, even if it's just to learn more yourself. You know, some people are like that. Like, you have to be able to, you want to understand it all. You know, the information is really important. So that's a great resource. So going, you know, to Bitten Johnson's website, you know, and that is on my resources page already. I also, you know, have Florence Christopher's and Mike Collins on here. So both of them have been doing this for a long time, and their websites, you know, both of them offer coaching. And I've interviewed both of them multiple times. I've been on the Quit Sugar, Kick Sugar summits, all really good resources for people. You know, if you haven't signed up for those summits, I highly recommend it, because it's so many great speakers. And a lot of times is how I found speakers for my, podcast. So highly, highly recommend them as well. I have Julia Ross on here, episode 26, her book, so good, The Craving Cure. That's a really good one. Dr. Vera Tarman, who's amazing. I've had her on multiple times. She has her own podcast now, the Food Junkies podcast, with Molly and Clarissa, who I've had on the websites, you know, many times. Really awesome work that they're doing. And then also as far as other resources, you know, especially for people that are looking for group coaching, I recommend, so my friend Danielle Dame, I've had her on the podcast, I've been on her podcast, check out her website. She does some really great group coaching, especially around like the emotional part of overeating. And so that's a really great resource. She does amazing, amazing work for women. Another one is Sugar X. So I've had, you know, them, I've had Judy, Dave, and Anna on separately. I've had them on together. They are so amazing. And that's such a good resource and community. And offers so many different things. So I would check them out. And then Clarissa and Molly also are starting, you know, Sweet Sobriety. They were on talking about that, their own community group support. So check, that's another great one. I think both of these I still need to get on my resources page, but I will. There's Dr. Joan Ifland, you know, she's got some great groups. Look her up and listen to her interview. Same with Dr. Susan Pierce Thompson, great books. Her, love interviewing her, and really great resources for all these people and group programs. I also had Christy McCammon on earlier. I think that was just last year. Her group is Life Unbinged, and that has more of a Christian part to it too. So if that's something that really resonates with you, it's great. She's wonderful, has helped a lot of women. There's also Molly Carmel. Oh, just love, love, loved interviewing Molly. She was so, like, Bitten, just tells it how it is. And I just love that, people that just tell it how it is. So she's got a great program as well. Plus, she does that really neat, I think it's called InterSati, which I've done, kind of movement with affirmations. That was really, really cool. There's also, I interviewed Rachel Murray of Holistic Nutrition. She's got great groups. This is what I'm saying. If you just go through my episodes, there are so many resources on here. And so if you find, you know, again, if you've tried to do some kind of program and it didn't work, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It just probably wasn't the right fit for you. So there's so many, a lot of this is like personalities, you know, just like when you're trying to find like a therapist, you're just trying to find that right fit. So make sure you find a group or coach that really, really resonates with you. And I am going to be continuing to offer one-on-one coaching support. So my group coaching is going to be on pause, but for anyone that really resonates with me. I know I have people reach out and say that a lot, that their story is a lot like mine and they just really want to work with me. I am going to keep room in my schedule for one-on-one coaching for either half hour or 1 hour sessions. And we can decide however we want to do that, whether it be weekly or every other week. But a lot of people are just looking for that little extra help accountability wise. So reach out to me if that's something that sounds like you might want to do. You can just, you know, Siobhan@unsweetensayo.com or go to my website. There's a contact me page. But I would like to continue. That feels good to me to be continue to support people, you know, in that way. And then, you know, I have a lot on here about, you know, mental health. Dr. Ann Childer, she was so great, and the link between mental health and health and sugar addiction. And then I interviewed Susan Miller for the first time. Oh my gosh, that was episode 45. And now, oh, Susan, just shout out to you. I love you so much. Thank you for taking us on your journey and all the lessons that you taught me, really, like really was wonderful. So then, yeah, I kind of started this whole addiction chronicles, which I was really trying to, interview other people, you know, and have them share their stories. Cause again, I just think sharing that, cause what they might say something that resonates with you in a way that something I said never would. I just think the more stories I could share, the better. So, have some really, really good interviews around that. Again, if you just scroll through and look through them all, I'm kind of doing that now as I talk. And that's why I just want to take like a minute to thank all of my listeners, and for being with me and listening. And thank you for all the people that have been reaching out recently and just sharing how much the podcast has helped you. I'm so grateful for that. And, so appreciative, and I just love you all and wish you, you know, all the best in your recoveries. And I just want you to know that I'm here and as accessible as always as a resource. So please, again, reach out to me if you need anything or any help or whatever it is, or have, you know, ideas for my next podcast. I'm ready. And just thank you to all my amazing guests too. Like I said, I had just learned so much, especially these people in the Addiction Chronicles that were willing and vulnerable to share their stories, just with the hope that maybe it would help someone else. And just the honesty, rawness, that, and the insights that people have, you know, it just was such a amazing experience for me. I can't tell you how many times I would get off of an interview and just be like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of my guests. So many great interviews as I'm just flipping through this. I can't even name them all, but thank you to everyone. And, you know, please go back and really look at these, because sometimes, you know, if you, like I was saying earlier, there's something about repetition, you know, if you listen to something again, you might hear it in a different way. So I really hope that these old episodes, you know, 172 now. This is really going to bother me though. Let's just be honest that I couldn't just get to 175. But again, interviewing Dr. Brad last week about the emotion code and body code and really wanting to transition and do more of that work, just again, symmetry wise, just felt like a wonderful way to end this on a really high note. But being episode 172, so close to 175, so close to 200. But that's the thing, you know, I could just keep on keeping on. But I feel really at peace and grateful to end this today the way that I am. And again, just so much love and gratitude to all of you listening, and wishing you all, again, the very best in your recoveries. Please continue to reach out to me in any way that feels good. If you're not on my mailing list, please go to my website and get on my mailing list. Please follow me on social media if you don't. I'm most active on Instagram, and my friend Dana helps me with that, because as I said, that can be a slippery slope for me addiction-wise, so she does a lot there. Please stay connected with me. And thank you again for your loyalty and for walking beside me. Like, I really feel that. I feel like all of you are with me, and that has brought me so much joy and comfort, especially this last year with everything going on. It has brought me a lot of comfort, and has kept me accountable. And I really, really just appreciate that. So with that, thank you and goodbye for now. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And remember, life is so much sweeter without sugar.